young man has a care.
Hey everybody, welcome to Sexual Spot.
Hey everybody, smile!
Did you get like a crotch injury or something?
No! That was my singing voice, man.
Yeah.
I'm
a lumberjack, baby! Yeah. Nice.
I enjoy singing. I don't sing well, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, I can tell.
You know, I enjoy singing. I just can't really carry a tone, but I enjoy singing. Yeah. You know?
You enjoy singing, that's for
sure.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. You enjoy it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
The love boat
soon will be making
something new. Something love boat.
You don't even know the words or anything.
Come on, that show was on like 40 years ago, man. I don't know what the words are.
Something for everyone.
Everyone
got a choice of adventure you have on the new romance.
You know, people break my balls. They're like, "Miles, you watch a lot of TV. You really sicken me." And I go, "You know what? I know one of you. I know someone even worse than me." Worse than me. And they're like, "No, there can't be." I go, "Yes."
Yeah, me?
I go, "I'm just Darth Maul, man. You haven't met the Emperor yet, okay? I'm just saying, okay."
Yeah. Yes.
What do you mean, me? What do you mean, me? Yeah. Yes, you. You.
Yeah,
you.
I do watch a lot of television. I love television. It's
yeah, this guy, geez, got me beat by freaking.
Tonight, before I talk to you, I already watched Game of Thrones and Silicon Valley. So there you go.
Wow. That's a lot.
And I watched Veep this morning. So there you go.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I had something to do this morning. I went in to work late, so.
Because I was watching movies.
I was watching Veep. No, I had to go do something, but I got up at like my regular time and watched the show and then got ready and left, so.
Yeah.
Normally I don't, but I'm like, the problem with the morning is I just have to get up. It's hard for me not to get up on my regular time, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier if I just keep the schedule, even though I'm not leaving the house or anything. So,
yeah,
I just get up, get ready, and then hang out until whenever, you know. I used to do that in college, even. I'd get up and watch the news and then head out. So, whatever. I'm a very, you know, I'm like, who was the dude in Live and Let Die? Willem Dafoe's character. You want to find me any day of the week? I keep the same schedule. I'm here at the gym. Anyway.
Wait, what?
Willem Dafoe's character in Live and Let Die, he like has this whole speech about...
Willem Dafoe is in Live and Let Die?
No, I'm sorry, in To Live and Die in L.A., sorry.
I'm a little disappointed you got that wrong. I'm very disappointed. Very.
Well, I'm older, you know. Like,
Live and Let Die. Oh, Mr. Bond.
No, I'm sorry.
I was in a Bond movie, but it wasn't Live and Let Die.
It was To Live and Die in L.A., I'm sorry. Jeez Louise. Close.
I loved Alec Baldwin as Goldfinger. He was so cool. Such a cool dude.
Yeah, gold member. Oh, my God.
Slim Pickens is Dr. No. He was just so good.
See, I don't want you to talk, Mr. Bond. I want you to die. So, no, I live and die in L.A. Shit. I have a schedule. I don't know if you remember that. That was like one of Willem Dafoe's first like big roles was that movie.
I would have to go back and watch. I love that movie. Man.
Yeah.
So long. Man,
yeah, he's got his Ferrari or whatever, and he's like, you know, the counterfeiter king or whatever. He's like, "You want to find me?"
No one's going to know this movie, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah. It's a good movie.
It is actually a good movie, but, man, it was made so long ago, man.
Yeah. John Vukovich or something. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, I haven't got to test this yet, but I thought I would mention this. And we'll see what the results are. Maybe next week you can remind me and I'll come back with the results. So here's the deal, right? You love Casey's Pizza, right? The gas station convenience store Casey's, right?
Right.
You love their pizza.
Yes.
I mean, this is something we've talked about many, many times.
I had it last night.
Did you really? What'd you have? Meat Normus or whatever?
No, I had pepperoni and I had chicken bacon ranch.
Oh, my God, that sounds disgusting. So anyway, I'm like, since you said this, I'm like, I'm never going to eat a Casey pizza because right. You love it so much. It's just got to be horrible shit. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Right.
That's my mind telling me. Mm. Number one, it's made in a gas station, first of all.
Right.
You know
right.
What I mean?
By some questionable people.
By some, yeah, questionable. Very by, you know. A lot of very good U.S. citizens who may or may not have been in the penal system. I don't know.
Right.
And so I'm like, you know, I've kind of just ruled it out. And I told you that recently they had opened a new Casey's here near my house, right? So
right, right.
Well, I'm on a trip with this vegetarian. I'm on a work trip with this woman who's like vegetarian.
Is she a veggie or a vegan?
She's not a vegan. Okay, we had this conversation in the car because I was rude enough to ask about it.
So she can eat cheese and stuff, right?
Kinda. She's been on a self-restricted diet for many, many years, and yeah. Now she has a medically restricted diet at this point. But I didn't even ask about that.
Right.
But she's a vegetarian going way back, right?
So, she's a vegetarian.
Anyway. So yeah. I'm like, we're talking about stuff and, you know, vegetarianism and blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm essentially the opposite of a vegetarian.
Amen to that.
I'm kind of a meatitarian. Like, I'd just soon get a hamburger or something like that.
If you saw Bob's ass, you would understand. He does
that's
not
right.
just eat, crinkle cake, man. This guy.
Crinkle. What's crinkle cake?
I don't know. I made it up.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was some kind of weird delicacy you loved. So we're talking, and we talked about pizza, you know, because I really like pizza. And mm-hmm. I'm very kind of persnickety, you know, about my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells me, oh, I love that Casey's pizza.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, you know, get the fuck out. Literally, I'm pulling this car over and I'm making you walk. If yeah. you tell me, you cannot tell me, Miss Vegetarian, that you are thinking that Casey's pizza is good.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
That's what she said.
It makes me.
No, nothing like that. And I could not believe it. I just was like, I quizzed her. Well, my wife's just come in here, and she's like, she's had it before. She thought it was pretty good, too, but I didn't believe her either. So I'm like, you know, really? Come on. I mean, is it just fluky? I mean, is it just the place you were at? You know? No, she said I had it a couple, you know, I've had it several times, and I enjoyed it each time, you know, obviously with only vegetables. So, no meat normus or whatever you get, meat galore.
Meat galore.
but still, you know, so I'm like, all right. I told my wife this tonight, actually. I said, this week we're getting a Casey's pizza.
Not because of Miles' recommendation, but because of some ditzy broad that you know that has some clout. That if she says it, oh my God, it's the word of God.
No. Well,
yeah.
She I wouldn't say it's the word of God, but I would say I would have never in a million years suspected that this person would recommend something as pedestrian and, you know,
I'm guessing
blue collar.
Nice blonde hair and big boobs.
No,
Bob's like, oh, I'll eat that.
Actually, she has no big boobs and no blonde hair. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm like, I would have never, ever thought that this person would tell me Casey's okay. pizza is good.
Okay.
And so I'm like, holy, this is a game changer of all game changers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we got this new Casey's, and I'm mm-hmm. like, all right. I said, you know, bang the gavel, Casey's pizza this week sometime. So
mm-hmm.
I will report back next week and tell you how I enjoyed it or did not enjoy it.
So. Okay.
But I just thought I'd reveal that to you because, not, you know.
Not because I said it was good.
Correct. Because you've been telling me for years how good it is. Years!
And there was no way you were going to eat this, but the lady says one thing about it, and suddenly.
Yes, one thing.
And suddenly Bob is just totally in love with it.
Well, we did have probably about a 25-minute conversation about it. But
okay.
Yeah, but that's just because we're driving and there's nothing else to do, and I'm like. You know, really.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I know who's thinking, doing the thinking around there. Yeah. So you're saying if I eat this Casey's pizza, I might have a shot, right?
No, nothing. Like yes, that. Bob. No, definitely not.
I'll try some protein, Bob. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. No.
All right. Oh yeah. So yeah, I don't care. Hey, guys, do weird things. It's okay, man. It's. Just be honest, man. Just come on.
I'm being honest. I'm only because of her. The thing is, we have this kind of weird.
Oh, here we go.
Dynamic with the food because.
Yeah.
Because she okay. Here's the deal. She maintains.
Can I have Benoit balls?
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, go ahead.
So she has this weird thing where she's saying like her vegetarianism is uh-huh. is not necessarily a choice. She has to do that. And where mm-hmm. I say, you know, my restrictive diet, which is self-imposed, I say it's the same thing. It's the mirror image. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I have to, you know. And I'm like, mm-hmm. well, I can't choke down. You know, mm-hmm. calamari. I'll be spewing. I'll just be puking everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my restrictive diet is exactly the same as hers. It's a mental problem.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, as humans, this is where I always get in trouble with these people. Yeah. As humans, we have omnivore teeth. Our teeth are made to grind and to tear. So in essence, we are an omnivore. We eat whatever is available.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a conscious, you know, psychological, mental, whatever you want to use, whatever you want to use, choice to be a vegetarian. We are not designed to be a vegetarians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our metabolism, we're not supposed to be vegetarians.
Okay.
Now, some would say we, you know, as a culture, we eat too much meat, which may be true, but we need meat. We need protein in the form of meat. In some levels, we're not exclusively vegetarian, or else our teeth would all be flat and square. And so, anyway, I get in this argument, but anyway, I'm just like, you know, we don't see eye to eye, and she brings this up. I'm like, I cannot believe this. I tell her all about you and your, you know, wackadoodleness. And,
Wait, you only have 20 minutes to tell her this?
No, it may have lasted a long. We were driving for like 3 hours. So
who knows? Oh, well, yeah, 3 hours, yes.
Who knows? We didn't talk about the whole damn time, but, I mean, there was something in there.
You're like Captain Willard talking about Colonel Kurtz at this point. You're like, I cannot tell his story without telling my own.
That's right. Yeah.
Like Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. This is the end.
I dreamt I saw a meatball pizza crawling across the razor's edge.
It's my dream.
It's my nightmare.
My nightmare.
It's my lunch.
It will be my dinner. So, yeah, so I've had this whole thing going on all this time, and then now finally this comes, and I'm like, it was as if I got smacked upside the head with a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm trying it. Let's get this mm-hmm. over with. You know what I mean? So we'll see what results we have here.
Mm.
But I thought I would divulge to you before I tried this, and then we'll see what I'll rate it.
I don't like wearing panties. You know what? I'm going to take off my underwear, too. Pull over the car. I'm going to do whatever you say, Susan. I'll do it. I don't care. There, say it, they're
off. It's not like that.
That's great, Bob.
No.
Let's get matching tattoos.
Sure.
All right. Sure. Yeah. Anything you want.
I you know, I'm not into tattoos, but whatever.
Whatever. Yeah,
you know, I think they're neat for people who want them. I just don't want them. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I think you're a little too smitten with this person.
I am not smitten. I just cannot believe this polar opposite of me.
You get talked likes into a the Casey pizza very pizza. Easily.
I said, I'll try it. I said, there's a new Casey's. I will try the new Casey's pizza.
Hey, guys do weird things, you know?
Oh, you were trying to make it out to be like
I
you.
Said, hey,
you
I weren't even a girl in this. Sucker once, okay? It had been in her mouth, and she says, hey, this has finished. You know, would you like to finish it? I said, yes.
Oh, of course you would.
Even though I had her spittle. It was full of her spittle and germs.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's part of your deal there. You love that kind of stuff.
Mm, I did.
Yeah. So.
Too bad she was only 8 with the. No, she was not 8.
But I'm just saying, there was no smittenness. We don't really get along that well. We're just polar opposites. And so when she said something like that, I'm like, this has got to be something then. This can't be nothing. Mm. You and her agreeing on this? This is crazy. This is like mind blowing.
Yeah.
Nobody agrees with you. Nobody.
Did she pee in the sink also, or?
I didn't ask that question. Maybe next time we go somewhere, I'll say, let me ask you a question. If there's just a sink, I think maybe I'd be crossing a line at work there, but I don't know. If there's just a sink, I mean, do you just, you know, and you don't want to go upstairs.
What did you all tell her about Miles' title now? You didn't give away a lot, did you? Or?
No, I didn't give away a lot. I just said it's a friend of mine from college. He loves his Casey pizza. I thought, it's at a gas station. How in the world?
You didn't tell her how to get free cookies at Subway, huh? Because that was like a secret.
No, but I didn't tell her how to get free cookies at Subway.
That's only for you, me, and our listeners. Okay? Yeah, not for anybody else.
I don't think she goes to Subway, to be honest with you. But
no one's to know that.
Meat is murder. So, yeah, so that's weird, isn't it?
That is weird, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just weird. I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
this is.
Yeah.
No one else. My wife said she had it once at a party at school. They have like school parties, and somebody got some Casey pizza, and it was all right.
Yeah.
So that's the only other person I know that's even eaten a Casey's pizza.
Yeah.
Besides not yourself. Not bad. Well, it was good.
Is that good?
It's good. So what's going on with you? I mean, I'm going to stick my neck out there and eat some Casey's pizza. What about you? What are you doing this week, mister?
There was a story that I've been sitting on, and I don't think I've told it.
Well, you better get off of it before you kill it.
No, it won't be funny, but it's been sitting in the fridge too long. Come on.
Yeah, would you put a date on it, you know?
Yeah, no, you know, we haven't had a good, you know, Walmart story, you know.
Oh, Walmart.
For at least a month around here, so I like to, you know.
Yeah, I've been holding off on the Walmart stories, yeah.
And this is when it was, the weather had finally broken and the snow was gone. It was kind of getting nice out.
And they were trying to really move those shovels and the salt bags.
Yeah, it's all there, guys. We're out, you know, stocked up on salt, you know, right, shovels and all that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of there, and there's like 2 people ahead of me in line. Like the first guy is like the local high school coach, and God knows what he was trying to buy, but it's like taking forever. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I just need this Vaseline, these plastic gloves, and a bunch of batteries.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like just, you know, what are you getting, Rufalin, or what? I don't know what you're getting, coach. You know. Between him and me, there's like this older gentleman, and he has like the largest bag of ice. I didn't think they even sold it this big. I'm like, wow. That's a big thing of ice, you know?
Yeah, that's weird.
He's got a couple other little items. And,
considering there was snow on the ground still, you just use the snow.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, the weather had just changed. We got a stupid, you know, Planet of Hoth thing, you know? And,
right, yeah.
You know, of course, you know, people love to engage you in Walmart, whether you want to or not.
That's like, true. That's
there's
true.
Just some people that just feel the need.
Yeah.
You know, since you're trapped there, you know.
Yeah. What are you getting?
Hey.
Pork butts?
It's a good day for fishing.
Good. Yeah, well, oh, hey, what are you doing over there?
Yeah, I know. A little Murph, a little New Yorkie once. Oh, someone locked me in the room with his New Yorkie. Murph, back up.
I gotta go pee.
I know, he's going crazy.
I'm gonna leave a log right here, buddy.
Yeah, he will anyway. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, good day for fishing. Good day. Good day, good buddy.
Is that the guy with the ice?
Yeah, it was the old guy at the edge. I'm like, okay, yeah, all the stocks are driving nuts. Shut up! So.
You're horrible.
Yeah, you know, he's talking about fishing, and, you know, I'm stuck in line, so I decide to engage him.
You know that?
Engage him.
You know when you get that fish and you got a hold of him and you're taking him off the hook and you get that kind of sticky smegma on your hands?
Mm-hmm. we're getting to that, yeah.
That's the fish smegma.
I go, where do you like fish at, Homer?
Where you like something else for a second.
Where do you like to put the honey hole? He goes, I like to go behind the theater.
The theater?
Not the theater. I go, there's no theater by the river. I can't, I'm not sure where he's referring to.
Strip club?
There's some invisible river he knows. I don't know. I'm like, okay, the theater. He likes to fish behind the theater.
Strip club, yep. Maybe? Yeah.
I didn't know where he meant. There's no, you know, correlation between the two, really. I'm like, okay.
It's an alley, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't. I'm like, okay. And, you know, so I'm like, oh, he goes. Suddenly the conversation turns, just like the song says, you know.
And then the conversation turns.
Hey, there's a couple of young girls missing.
What?
Yeah, right. There are a couple of girls missing. I think they ran away, you know, but
okay.
From the area. I don't know the exact story behind them, but pretty girls missing.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. You know what? I bet you they cut that blonde hair and dyed it black. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah?
And I go, well, mate, yeah, who's to say? You know, he goes, it'd be funny if I was fishing and they came floating down the river.
Okay. That's kind of freaky.
I'm like, okay, I'm getting the hell out of line now. And I did. I just waited for him to turn his head just for a second. I got the hell out of there. That was so creepy. I'm like, I'm getting that light.
He didn't have like a bottle of liquid shoe polish or anything, did he?
You're like, would you do me? I'd do me. Yeah.
You'd think that I'd need more ice to pack a body.
Oh, my God. I don't know what was going on. I'm just like, this is getting way too creepy.
It's amazing how small they get when you chop them up.
Oh, my God. I don't know what was going on. I don't know how that conversation got to that point. God, please. I just want to get out of here.
That's weird. Oh, my God.
You know.
You weren't wearing a crazy trucker hat, were you?
I was thinking, I'm like a magnet for weird people. I repel normal people.
Yeah, that's
normal people like are afraid of me. Like, well, not my contact. We'll stay away. But like crazy ass people love me. Like, oh, you're one of us.
Yeah, you look crazy. Yeah,
I'm like, well, I'm a little crazy, but I really don't want to hear your possible. You know,
hey, Buffalo Bill, tone it down.
You're like Goodbye Horses, the song. Like, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
I'm getting some ice and some lotion.
Miles, are you a size 8?
Yeah.
That's why. Very creepy.
How big are you, boy? I'm thinking about making one of them horse costumes for me and my buddy.
Oh, my God.
I think you'd be good.
So creepy. Oh, so creepy. Oh, my God.
That's weird.
I pray to God these girls are not victims of this guy. I really do.
That is weird.
Yeah, I pray that they come home safely. Gosh, that was just...
That's strange.
Everyone's like, did he call the cops? I'm like, fuck no, I just want to get out of there. What do you mean, call the cops?
What are they going to do? I mean, this is some weird dude at the Walmart. They're full of weird people at Walmart, so...
He ain't going to kidnap my ass. I'm 300 pounds, man.
Yeah.
Forget it. There's not enough ice for this guy. There's not enough ice.
I'm kidding. Too I'll hard.
Cutting, I'll be cutting river ice for this guy.
Yeah, dude. No kidding.
Like they did back in the 1800s, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're not getting anywhere with him without a gurney.
You know what? I'm going to need a whole gang, like a flash mob, to get this guy. Come
That's
on.
Right. Where's that forklift at? We gotta get this guy scooped up. Where's the end loader?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we got to scoop this fat bastard up.
Yeah, very creepy.
That's creepy. Wow.
Please, no one else engage me in conversation. Please, in line, you know. Let's just have a rule. I won't engage you, and you don't engage me. Let's just look ahead.
I know, but when you're addressing everybody with your eyes, it's hard to...
Yeah, but you keep it to yourself. You certainly don't say, hey, you know what, hey.
That's I'm weird.
I'm guessing you're wearing pink panties, but I'm not sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Pretty weird.
That's strange.
All right, do you like Casey's Pizza?
I sure do.
I got a secret ingredient, and I'm putting on mine tonight. It's called Young Girl Fingers. I don't know.
That's disgusting.
Oh, God. I don't know.
That's terrible.
I know.